Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Very Good Gospel, How Everything Wrong Can Be Made Right, by Lisa Sharon Harper, narrated by Lisa Sharon Harper. For all those who long for more. Foreword. Lisa Sharon Harper has written a bracing, generative exposition of the elemental narrative of gospel faith. She has done so by sharing the sequence of the very good of creation, the wreckage of the fall, and the very good of the gospel of reconciliation and restoration. The powerful witness of her book is an antidote to a thin reading of the gospel. By thin, Harper means a surface reading that settles simply and immediately for what meets the eye, and assumes that a quick summary gets it all. Such a reading of the gospel risks reducing it to a package of certitudes without recognition of the depth and mystery of the news. She examines the convenient fundamentalism that has too often given credence to racism and gender violence, and she addresses the progressive church and the flaws of thin theology. Thus, Harper proposes a thick reading of the gospel. The notion of thick description has an important pedigree that's well worth noting. The phrase was first coined by Gilbert Ryle in his philosophic understanding of the world that refused simple scientific explanatory positivism. The term was taken up by Clifford Geertz in his Cultural Anthropology. Geertz insisted that conventional social scientific observation could not possibly grasp, let alone explain, the significance of social symbols and practices in cultures other than our own. George Lindbeck used the term in his Resistance to Propositional or Expressive Theological Method as he advocated a cultural linguistic approach. In her book, Harper takes up the awareness of Ryle, Geertz, and Lindbeck and applies it to our discernment of the gospel. There is more to the gospel than meets the eye. So evangelical thought must be patient in its recognition of the inscrutable mystery of the God of the gospel who gives gifts and summons to tasks that do not fit our preconceived categories. The capacity that Harper exhibits to move from thin to thick in her exposition of the gospel is empowered by her personal witness of faith and life. She knows firsthand about the racism and gender violence that arise from a thin rendering of the gospel. Indeed, she knows in her own life about the wreckage of the fall, whereby violence is inflicted on one's neighbors. It took my breath away when I read of her third great-grandmother, who was the last adult slave in her family, on a plantation in South Carolina. One cannot overestimate the force of the memory and experience of such violence as a context for rereading the gospel. Her melding of textually informed theology and her experience of violence results in a book that is compellingly thick. Harper addresses the deep wound-producing practices of our society and articulates